Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Speaking of football, your friend, my friend, I don't know, Tim Tebow. Did you hear the news about Tim Tebow?
I think I heard something. Detail.
Tim Tebow. You know, we're just sticking on football here a little bit, but Tim Tebow is now the new ESPN SEC network analysis. Basically, he's a college football network that they've, my understanding is they put together just for him. This is his new thing. You know, he was played for several teams. We joke about that he just needs a universal jersey that we can just color on, whatever, you know, just a white jersey and we'll color the team.
Right.
But right now, for the first time in his professional career, he's without a team. He's not even playing this season. And, you know, we're like, man, where's his next step? Well, the cool thing is that they're actually making room for him. And they're saying, we want to put a program together for you. And he considers it an awesome opportunity. This is a Charisma magazine that's reporting this. But he says, I'm not giving up on my NFL dreams. He says that he feels that he's in the best. I've been training very hard over the course of the last few months, 5 days a week. And I feel like I'm in the best. I'm the best I've ever been as quarterback right now. And I hope I get the opportunity to show that. It's pretty impressive. You know, 'cause some people that you tell them that you can't play, mm-hmm. and they begin to believe what other people say about them.
Mm.
And there's been so many words spoken over this young man saying that he can't play at this particular level, that you're just not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And he believes a different story. He believes that he can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not wishful thinking, but he actually puts the work in. Have you ever seen his documentary? This guy can work. He puts the work in. And he says, no, I believe differently. And there's something about that, you know. So many times in our own personal walk, in our own life, you know, the enemy will lie to us. He'll speak things to, you know, in our mind we'll get these fiery darts.
Mm-hmm.
And it will speak to us about why we can, and do you know where you came from, and do you know who you are? And they're like, yes, I know exactly who I am. You know, outside of Christ. I know exactly. I know what I did. Yes. But you know what? God's grace is sufficient. His forgiveness. You know, God's blood forgives every sin. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, whose voice are you going to listen to? You know, there's three voices. You know, you've got Satan's voice. The devil always wants to whisper something in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
You got your own voice. And then you've got God's voice. And the question is, whose voice are you going to listen to? You can't even listen to your own voice.
Mm-mm.
Because your own voice sometimes will line up with what the enemy has to say. You'll be in agreement with that, or you'll be in agreement. Actually, it's a fourth voice, other people's voices.
Right.
Yeah, Satan's voice, your voice, other people's voices, and God's voice. And the question is, who are you going to line up with?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to line up with what the enemy has to say over you in your life? Are you going to line up with what others say? Or are you going to line up with what God has spoken over your life? And, you know, I say, listen, we only have this small vapor, short amount of time. I say, hey, listen, why don't you just go ahead and line up with what God says, get in his word, abide on that, and begin to say, you know what, God, you love me? That settles it. And I'm going to receive that love, and I'm going to walk this thing out. But it matters whose voice you're listening to. And I tell you, listen to the voice of the Lord. Listen to the voice of the Lord, because God does speak, and he desires to speak directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing thing when he does. You'll be no longer concerned about what others are saying or teaching. It's like, listen, God himself spoke to me and I wrote it down. Mm. And you have it forever.
All right.
And that's the beautiful thing, because, you know, one, two words spoken to you by God, Pat, are probably way better than 1,000 words spoken or taught by somebody else.
That's all right.
And it's a beautiful thing that we get the chance and the opportunity to do is to, what God wants us to do is to make disciples, not followers of people or tapes or ministries to make disciples of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And becoming a disciple means becoming a learned one that becomes like Christ, and to do the things that Jesus did. And Jesus sought the Father early. That's what he did. Mm-hmm. He spent time with him, and Jesus said and did nothing that he didn't see his Father doing. And so I'm telling you that if Jesus did this, I think that it's a good thing for us to walk in the steps of Jesus.
Amen.
And to honor him in that way. When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about Israel and what is happening. The Secretary of State just left. Monday, Israel, and he's coming back next week.
Mm-hmm.
And this is serious stuff, man. We want to keep our eyes and remember what's going on. We got the Four Blood Moons coming up in April. Mm-hmm. This is like days, 90-some-odd days away now on tax day, no less. Listen, it's time to pay attention. Don't lose sight.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers. All around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households. All around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.